guys, வணக்கம் and welcome to the 18th episode in Pages of Life with me, Helen. Today, you're gonna listen about love. Not the love you have for someone else, that's a prominent one. But you're gonna listen about self-love, which has become a missing factor nowadays. You may think, what is there in self-love? And mostly many of us never deal it in a separate factor. We just infuse this term with everything and start believing we are happy with that. But this is the time to make yourself realize the missing factor in you. That too, in this new year, there should be a new beginning. Try to realize, analyze, and let your old version renew and regain itself. While talking about self-love, everything is included, both mentally and physically. I don't know what will happen to those strong women and those strong ladies who once make decisions, who stand stubborn on their ideas, who once have their own likes and dislikes. But all these factors later, that is after their marital relationship, will disappear like anything. I don't know whether they have really disappeared or disguised or evolved to a new form, only God knows. And this situation becomes worse once they get children. All their own opinions, likes and dislikes, favorites, all become an existent one. And altogether, they become one as an extinct species living in the world of others and for others. Very simple. Whenever we picturize the image of a mother, oh, that's all those melting words in the world come together all around. Oh, she's a sacrificing angel. She's like a candle who gives light and she melts. She lives for others and all kinds of dramatic dialogues. Yes, all these are true, but the thing we should realize is this melting mother was once a strong woman, having her own likes and dislikes. I'm not instructing you to be very self-centered or selfish. Treat yourself as you treat others. Showing lots and lots of love over your children, your husband is okay. But what about you? Have love for yourself. Try to accomplish at least 2% of your likes and dislikes. It does not mean you are self-centered. It means you care a little for yourself. I have seen many mothers who have been great scholars in their college and school days, but having taken all those responsibilities of the children and husband, everything gets shattered and no one knows if she's really illiterate or not. So taking responsibilities is okay, but never be irresponsible on yourself. I'm talking about only women and moms. It does not mean men doesn't undergo this. Yeah, they do have this transition period where they lose their self-love, but the thing is, it's predominant and prevalently found in many women. Succeeding as a daughter-in-law, mother, wife is okay, but never forget to succeed as an individual, where self-love plays a major role. Okay guys, that's all for today. Stay tuned with our next episode. Till then, goodbye. Dasvidaniya.